Okay, you say there used to be a lot of game around here. Say there used to be a lot of quail, but now they're getting pretty
scarce.
Yeah. Now, you told me you used to swim a lot, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to get across the river. So you run to the edge, you
dive in.
Dive in and you
swim across.
Okay. Okay, you say, if a boy was out in the grass, turning head over heels, he was turning.
Tumblesaws. Used to call it tumblesaws. Tumblesaws, what they used to call it.
Okay.
You ain't heard that in a long time.
Did you ever go in, when you go in the water?
Dive in.
You say I
belly busted.
I did what? I
dove in.
And did a
splash.
Did a belly bust.
A belly bust, yeah.
Okay.
You landed wrong.
Did you ever hear people go in the water here and go in the water here and not coming up?
Drowning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back when I was in junior high school, I guess I got patted on the back. Me and a friend of mine went down the canal swimming hole, and we were swimming. Jaybird, you know, butt naked. And didn't want mom to know it was swimming. But we were swimming. We were throwing water up on this high bank, clay bank, making a slide, you know, slide down the mud slide. And I remember I was up there going to slide down my belly face down toward the water. And I looked, and here comes something looked like a doll. Like a kid's doll, a big doll, floating in the water, upside, you know, face down. I looked at it. I hollered at Floyd, that was his name, Floyd. I said, that a doll? Said, no, man. That's not a doll, Floyd, that's a baby. And he looked at it and said, no, man, that's a doll, it's got to be. So I climbed back up, you know, I wasn't going to go in the water then. We were on the wrong side of the bank where our clothes were, so that meant we had to swim back across. So I walked down the bank, you know, current was going throw away and look, Floyd, you know, I could see the flexibility in it then. Floyd, it's a baby. We jumped across, we got our clothes on while we were running, run back to his house. Tell him, Floyd, I told his mama, call the police to tell him there's a baby down here in the canal. And I snapped, you know, I said, well, I got to get it out. And I told Floyd, you stay here and tell him where to go. And I said, if I'm not on this side, I had to cross the airport. You have to bring him in the other side to this padlock gate.
Across the airport?
Mm-hmm. And he ran through the end of the runway, the canal did. So I was hoping I'd get to it before it floated on that fence, see? Otherwise, I'd be out there in the middle of the runway at the end of it. But anyway, I guess I snapped. Now, I was young, you know, junior high, just started it. And so I run all the way down there, and I looked where we were swimming, and it wasn't there, so I went on down where the current was going, and sure enough, I saw the other side of that fence. So I dove under the fence, come back up the bank, and run down. And there's a metal bridge I remember crossing with the lights for the airport runway cross. And I said to myself, I got to get it out and try the respiration, you know. And so I just dove in and stood right in the middle of the canal and let it float into me. I'll never forget it. Picked it up with my eyes closed and climbed up the bank with it. There was a baby about that long, about 3 foot, 2 foot. Laid it down on some grass, took my shirt off, laid it on my shirt. Started giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, what little I knew then. It was the push type then. And, goddamn, here comes, excuse my language, here comes a dadgum big jet. And it wasn't a jet, it was a Texas International tree top job, you know. Fixing the landing. Pulled up, you know, right on my head, you know.